This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم my beloved brothers and sisters and children, I greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Once again, welcome to the Islamic Institute of Toronto and to this blessed day of Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from all of us, accept our prayers, accept our supplications and our good deeds, inshallah. As I proceed with the announcement, I will ask our brothers and sisters who are doing the line collection to begin the line collection, inshallah. If you can prepare yourself to give some donations to IIT, that would be appreciated and blessed, inshallah. As we approach the beginning of the fall, we are seeing, and inshallah, we will be seeing more in-house programs here at IIT, and the running costs for the building and the programs will start to accumulate. So we ask you, inshallah, to donate generously as our volunteers go through the lines, inshallah. If for some reason you are not able to donate, you can do so afterwards at the door, inshallah. Also today, our summer camp will be having a food sale after Salatul Jumu'ah. So if you are able to purchase from them, the food sale allows them to purchase products for arts and craft and other activities, and also allows them to minimize the cost of going on field trips. So they're being very creative and having a business with you so that you can purchase the food and they will be able to do some of the activities that they could not have done without this contribution. So please help them by purchasing some of the food. I know the food is limited, so inshallah, those of you who will be lucky, you will get it. Today, inshallah, we are saddened by the passing of one of our brothers. You know, in IIT, they are discrete communities, and sometimes we don't know who these people are and which communities they belong to. One of these communities is our deaf community. Alhamdulillah, they have been quite supportive of IIT, and we have had quite an amazing relationship with the deaf community. The son of a couple who is part of the deaf community passed away recently. He was only 37 years old. Brother Okte Ahmed has been part of the deaf community in assisting them with all of their communication needs. One of our coordinators of the deaf community, Sister Amtul, she said, I feel very sad. Okte was very nice. He helped whenever I asked. He would facilitate the communication with parents. He used to remind them of the programs, and he would help to set up the Zoom meeting. This brother passed away. He was only 37 years old. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, bless him, have mercy on him, and accept and multiply all of the good deeds that he did. The janazah for Brother Okte will be on Sunday, August 14th, and it will be at 336 Pape Avenue at 12 p.m. Inshallah, we will post a note on our Facebook page and send an email out. So please look out for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. Keep in contact with our website, islam.ca, for more programs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our khatib today is Sheikh Abdul Hamid.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فإن ربنا جل وعلا قد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the creator, sustainer, and controller of the universe and all within. Thus, we praise Him and thank Him, and we ought to praise Him and thank Him for His infinite grace, blessings, and mercy. We believe in Him and put our trust in Him. We also seek refuge with Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him or her, and whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him or her. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, and one who invited to Allah and a shining example. Respected brothers and sisters, I remind myself and all of you to be mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah has commanded us in the Quran that we should strive to be conscious of Him when He said, O ye who believe, be conscious of Allah and speak the truth. He will reform for you your deeds and actions, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved tremendous success. Brothers and sisters, you just heard the announcement of the passing away of Brother Akhtay, 37 years old. A few weeks ago, on a Friday, before Salat al-Jumu'ah, I attended the janazah of a baby who was born and lived only a few hours. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Now I know one of the issues that many people find difficult about Islam is that it seems like there is a lot to do in Islam. There's a lot of do's and don'ts. And this seems to be a burden for many people. So today, inshallah, I want to shed some light on these issues. And there are 5 points I want to share with you. First of all, we must understand that Islam is a way of life. The word deen in Arabic language, which is often translated as religion, actually doesn't mean religion. It's a system of life. It's how you live it. It's the way to live. It's not just a set of rituals you perform every now and then, but rather it is a way of life. Point number two, the do's and the don'ts, and yes, there are do's and there are don'ts in Islam, are intended not to infringe on our freedom as individuals and as people, but rather to enhance and to regulate our freedom. You know, brothers and sisters, it is our adherence to law and order that makes us civilized. And this is why in our world today, in all the countries that consider themselves first world countries, as they call it, they're considered civilized nations. What makes them civilized? It's the adherence to law and order in these societies. And Islam is no different. Its do's and don'ts are intended to regulate life and enhance our freedom. Because without boundaries and limits, things become chaotic and get out of hand. Number three, the things that are fard and compulsory on each individual are not overburdening, although they may seem overburdening. If you take Hajj, for example, it is only compulsory on a person once in a lifetime. Not every year, once in a lifetime. Zakat is only compulsory on your savings that you have accumulated for a whole year, not every month. Fasting is compulsory 1 month for the whole year. Just 1 month every year. Salah is the only pillar of Islam that seems burdensome because we are required to pray 5 times every day. So this may seem difficult. But if we understand, brothers and sisters, that each prayer has a time span within which if you do the prayer, you have performed the prayer on time, then that gives a person a lot of flexibility. It removes, to a large extent, the difficulty that a person may visualize if they are required to pray at an instant in time. In addition to that, if a person understands that it is the fard component of the salah that you and I are responsible for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the very least, if we do the fard, it does not take much time. It might take 5 minutes. And if you do that 5 times a day, that's 25 minutes from your day, every day. 25 minutes, let's say half an hour out of 24 hours every day. The challenge, of course, brothers and sisters, is to pray at a time when a person is busy or engaged in something. So you're watching a movie, you're playing a game, you're doing some kind of work, and the time for prayer comes. That's where the challenge is. And that is a sacrifice we are required to make. Which brings us to point number four. And that is dedication and commitment. Allah the Exalted, brothers and sisters, is not looking for us. He's not looking from us for quantity. It's not how much we do. But it's the quality of what we do that really matters. The quality and the consistency that really matters. So whatever we do, however little it may be, we should strive to be regular and constant. Because Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his Sahih, reports a hadith from Aisha radiyallahu anha. She said, قَالَتْ سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. She said, the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet peace be upon him, was asked, which deed is more beloved to Allah? Which deed is the most beloved deed to Allah? أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. His reply is, قَالَ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. He didn't say what deed. He didn't say specify prayers or fasting or charity and so on. But he said, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The one that is done regularly and constantly, even if it is something small, subhanAllah. This is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ, and the Prophet alayhi salam also said, كَلِّفُوا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا تُتِيقُونَ. Take on the deeds and actions you have the capacity to perform. So don't try to do too much, because you will overburden yourself. You will burn out after a while. Maybe for a couple of weeks, mashallah, you can do a lot. But eventually you burn out. And Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar commented on this hadith. He said that the problem with doing a lot or too much is that once you burn out, you go to the other extreme of doing very little or nothing. While the truth is somewhere in the middle. The truth is in the middle. Not to try to do too much, but not to do very little either. All right? Somewhere in the middle. And number five, brothers and sisters, we must also remember that our deeds, no matter how great they are, no matter how much we think we're doing, mashallah, good deeds, they will never take us to paradise. Our deeds will not take us to paradise. This may come or sound strange to some of you, but it is the sincerity and the commitment with which the deeds are performed that is what really will earn us the mercy of Allah. And it is through the mercy of Allah that we enter paradise. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah in his Sahih also narrates another hadith from Aisha radiyallahu anha. She said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا. سددوا, يعني focus. Try to strive to do the right thing. Put out the effort. وقاربوا, be moderate. Don't try to do too much. Be moderate. Stay in the middle. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and accept the good news that even if you don't achieve perfection, your efforts are not wasted. You see, Allah is not looking for perfection from us, brothers and sisters. If He were looking for perfection, then He would accept nothing from any one of us. But Allah the Exalted is looking for our sincerity and our commitment. This is why the Prophet alayhi salam, when he was asked which deed is most beloved to Allah, he said, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The one that is done regularly, constantly, because that shows sincerity, that shows commitment. Anybody can stay awake a whole night and pray, the whole night. But not a lot of people can wake up every night or every other night or once a week or once a month to pray in the nighttime. That takes commitment, dedication, and sincerity. So the Prophet alayhi salam said, you know, strive to do the right thing. Make the effort. Be moderate. وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا, and also embrace the good news that your efforts will not be wasted. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُدْخِلُ أَحَدًا الْجَنَّةَ عَمَلُهُ. For surely, none of you will go to paradise on the merit of your deeds. The deeds of none of you will cause you to go to paradise. And the Sahaba were amazed. And they said to him, قَالُوا وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, even you, O Messenger of Allah. I mean, the ordinary people, we understand, maybe we don't do enough. But what about you, O Messenger of Allah? You are the best of mankind. You have the greatest consciousness, level of consciousness and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even your deeds cannot take you to paradise. And he said, قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا, even I, subhanallah, إِلَّا أَن يَتَغَمَّدَنِ اللَّهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَرَحْمَةٍ, unless or except if Allah covers me with forgiveness and mercy. So our deeds don't make us deserving of being admitted into paradise. Our deeds make us deserving of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is through that inshallah we will be admitted into paradise. So when things seem difficult, it seems too difficult to be a Muslim and to practice Islam, remember these points, subhanallah. And I pray that Allah will make it easy for all of us. Don't forget, brothers and sisters, when you pray, ask Allah to make things easy. Ask Allah to remove the hardships and difficulties from your life. We may still face difficulties and hardships in life, but no dua goes unanswered. Make your dua, whether you think it is answered or not. Because if it is not answered in this world, or it's not answered today or next week, it may be answered next year or 10 years from today or in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and minds so that not only can we understand this wonderful message He has revealed for the upliftment of mankind, but that we would all be motivated and inspired to live by the message. May Allah the Exalted show us the truth as the truth and help us to follow that. May He show us what is wrong as wrong and help us to avoid that. May He bless us all and guide us all to be among those who strive to maintain the middle path and to be balanced in their worship of Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from going astray and from going to extremes in our practice of religion. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allahumma. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa wa ba'd. So just to recap the 5 points. Number one, Islam is a deen, a way of life. Number two, that the do's and don'ts are intended to enhance our freedom and our ability to realize our full potential. It's not to restrict our freedom. Number three, the four things may seem difficult, but if you truly understand what they entail, you will realize that it's not so difficult after all. Number four, it is commitment and dedication that are vital as we strive to practice and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the most beloved deed to Allah is the one that's done regularly and constantly. And number five, our deeds will not take us to paradise, but our deeds hopefully will make us deserving to receive Allah's forgiveness and mercy, and through that we will enter paradise. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Surely Allah and His angels send peace and blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, you must also send peace and blessings upon him a lot. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, Man salla alayya marratan, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. Whoever sends peace and blessings upon me once, Allah will send peace and blessings upon that person 10 times over. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabih. والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمصابين في كل مكان. Oh Allah, we ask you to help and assist our brothers and sisters who are weak, oppressed and afflicted in all parts of the world. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا. We ask you, O Allah, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَهُمْ, and keep them firm in their belief and trust in you. وَاجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دِيقِهِمْ مَخْرَجًا, and provide for them a way out of their trials and their hardships. اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَا تَدَعْ لَنَا فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ الْمُبَارَكِ ذَنْبًا إِلَّا غَفَرْتَ. And we ask you, O Allah, on this blessed day, to leave none of us with any sin except that you forgive that sin. وَلَا دَيْنًا إِلَّا قَضَيْتَ. Leave none of us, O Lord, with outstanding loans, except that you make it easy for them to repay the loans. وَلَا مَرِيضًا إِلَّا شَفَيْتَ. Leave no one who is ill amongst us, O Lord, except that you send down your healing and your cure upon them. وَلَا مَيِّتًا إِلَّا رَحِمْتَ. Leave no one who has passed away from amongst us, O Lord, except that you cover them with your infinite forgiveness and mercy. وَلَا وَلَدًا إِلَّا أَصْلَحْتَ. Leave no child or youth, O Lord, except that you reform them and you guide their hearts to the right path. وَلَا مُبْتَلًا إِلَّا عَافَيْتَ. Leave no one who is faced with afflictions in life, except that you lift their afflictions, O Lord. وَلَا عَسِيرًا إِلَّا يَسَّرْتَ. Leave no one who is experiencing difficulties, except that you make things easy for them. وَلَا حَاجَةً مِنْ حَوَائِجِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. هِيَ لَكَ رِضًا وَلَنَا فِيهَا صَلَاحٌ. إِلَّا يَسَّرْتَهَا وَقَضَيْتَهَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Let us also pray for our brother Akte, who passed away, and all other brothers and sisters who have passed away. اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم. اللهم أكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اجعل قبورهم رياضا من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرا من حفر النار. اللهم أجرهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار وأدخلهم الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما قد صاروا إليه. We ask you, O Allah, to have mercy on us whenever we meet the same end as they have met. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب دعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. بسم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.